Queensland's new police commissioner is under growing pressure to fire a senior constable who leaked the personal details of a domestic violence victim to her former partner. Neil Punchard pleaded guilty to accessing confidential police databases and was handed a 2-month prison sentence, which was wholly suspended. He's been stood down from official duty since he was charged last year, but domestic violence advocates say he must be sacked. Stephanie Smale reports.
The woman, who can't be identified, says she was pregnant with her third child when Senior Constable Neil Punchard used the police database to help her former partner, his childhood friend, find where she was living.
It was like my threat had tripled. There was now an invisible enemy who was aiding and enabling a violent offender. But I just felt so unsafe. I had to relocate on 2 different occasions, and it made just me feel absolutely in shock. I now understand how so many women are dying from domestic violence in this country.
Senior Constable Punchard was stood down from official police duty in December 2018 after being charged with 9 counts of computer hacking. But the woman has called on Queensland's new police commissioner, Katerina Carroll, to fire him.
I'd like to call on the new police commissioner, Katerina, to immediately sack Neil Punchard, this officer, immediately, so that he's no longer a serving Queensland police officer.
Anti-violence advocates have described the 2-month suspended sentence as grossly inadequate. Jennifer Boddy is a senior social work lecturer at Griffith University.
For this particular woman and for other victims of violence, they often experience severe trauma, fear, anxiety and so on. And we need to be looking at how as a community we can address domestic and family violence so these sorts of things don't occur.
She argues keeping an officer who has betrayed the community's trust in the police force is the wrong decision.
We need to be confident as community members that we are safe and that police officers will protect our privacy, and they have a duty of care to all of us to keep us safe. While a police officer retains his job in circumstances where they've put a community member at risk and violated their privacy, that sends a very concerning message to the community.
Jennifer Boddy points out Queensland's police commissioner needs to send a strong message that domestic violence is unacceptable.
I think irrespective of whether the police commissioner is a man or a woman, actions need to be taken to address what's occurred. All police commissioners need to have the concern for community safety as a priority and need to be addressing domestic and family violence.
In a statement, the Queensland Police Service says it's considering the judgment. The police service says it acknowledges the court's decision and Punchard remains stood down from official duty.
Stephanie Smale reporting.